was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. Friends, my apologies if you're not having answers to your emails. I am virtually in seclusion. And in fact, I should warn everybody, yesterday's program is definitely worth downloading, but the first half hour is a repeat. I am in such a dismal location that we suffered a power outage when no one else did, and I had to drive almost 30 minutes to be able to get into cell phone range. So I am heavily preparing for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat coming this Thursday, and hopefully it will be an extraordinary event. Remember to bring your admission tickets. One other announcement about that, folks. We've had some people self-invite. We had one party. We must have received 10 emails from different people. He has to come. And he simply wouldn't send us a registration form, or he did, and it was in such a large PDF, we had to trash it to be able to get into the email. And I need to warn you, if you show up not registered, even if you travel from Mars, you're going to be disappointed. And I don't say that punitively. I'm a nice guy in my heart. But we're out of space. We have no place to put you. It's standing room only. We have 7 people on a crew handling registration. This is a monumental undertaking. And my apologies if any feelings are rubbed the wrong way. All we ask is read the emails, read the 3 little forms we send you, and execute the admission ticket properly. All right, folks, so now we're in a situation where we're seeking to do the following. We're seeking to pay the liability as the paramount creditor. Don, that's clear to you?
It is.
And we're seeking to redraft the contract. Now, that's essential in foreclosure because you've already signed a confession of judgment. But what the hell do you think it is when you sign yourself into prison? Has there ever been a more damning confession of judgment? I am the defendant. I'd say that's a pretty strong confession, wouldn't you?
Yes, it is.
You spent six years owning up to that.
Yes.
Now, at the county level, Don, for a marriage license, remember, folks, you apply for permission to be married. Of course, you're not really applying for marriage. It's not a marriage that's created. It is a civil commercial union. You are engaging in sexual commerce. That's all it is. You just didn't know it. And I don't mean that to denigrate anyone's quote-unquote marriage. But if you don't have a biblical marriage entered in your family Bible, you are not married. And your children are not functioning under the eyes of the Lord, and that needs to be corrected. So we provide these papers through a notary to the county. It may be the county executive, the governor of the state, county officials, and they are also named as fiduciaries on the bonded promissory note that will accompany the process. We'll pick this up after the break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, friends, Sunday night edition, the last hurrah of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, if the contract we're seeking to undo is a parole contract, a prison incarceration, or you find yourself up to your elbows in a court trial, then the presentment would be obviously not be made to a county as it would in a marriage license situation. We would have to decide who is being presented with this. In the case of a parole situation, it's my feeling at this time that we need to correct all of the previous confessions. That would include the pretrial services contract, Don. It would include the court order, the court judgment, the commitment order, whatever it is that was handed down. And it would certainly include any papers that I signed giving jurisdiction to the marshals or the sheriffs, and lastly to the Department of Parole. Is that clear?
Clear.
Now, it's a little more complicated in this situation, the prison parole situation, than in a marriage license. And the reason is this. What I'm describing to you is our stage one process. The notary's letter of due presentment, accompanied by a bonded promissory note and the fiduciary instructions that go along with the note. In addition, that note would have fiduciaries named on it, and other documents would be included as part of this comprehensive remedy. The primary additional document is the comprehensive letter rogatory or foreign advisory, which returns the defective process, gives notice that we've performed a global acceptance for value. In other words, we've said, I accept those charges and I'm sending them back to you to be set off against my accumulated wealth, my credit with the United States, my set off account, the indemnity bond. Could be a BC bond, but an account that we have funded. And we might include a number of bells and whistles as well. My favorite two bells and whistles are Schedule D, the Schedule of Default Stipulations, Confessions, and Admissions, and Schedule C, a Self-Executing Confession of Judgment, in which we are assisting that party in confessing that they are liable on the bonded promissory note if they fail to post the payment within 10 days. 10 days later, the notary issues a certificate of non-performance, which includes the fact that these people have confessed judgment, and he is certifying that. Now, he's not saying that they're in default, but what he is saying is that they received notice that if they fail to respond in 10 days, or they provide an insufficient response, they will have confessed judgment, they will have stipulated to the value and validity of the instrument, and they will have confessed to having stolen the funds since they didn't honor it and credit it to the appropriate account. Now, in a parole or prison situation, we run a parallel process, and it's funny we're talking about that, Don, because I just rewrote that entire process this week and finished it this very morning. And this is now known as a rescission of, and it could be a bond or an order or whatever, and a surrender of the successor surety and a power of attorney, all combined in one package. The power of attorney is brand new. I wrote that this morning. What we're attempting to do is one of the following two possibilities. Don, we either take that previous package that I mentioned, the comprehensive administrative remedy, and when the notary provides us a certificate 10 days later that they have confessed judgment, their dishonor on the instrument, and they are holding all liability that has been attributed to the debtor. They now hold that liability. They, in effect, have become the successor surety, and they confess to it. So we take that notary certificate, and we attach it to this package, this parallel package that I just mentioned, the rescission of the bond or the order or the marriage license, whatever the contract is, the surrender of the successor surety, or that could be a notice of successor surety or a notice of surrender of successor surety, and the power of attorney. And we staple all that to the notary certificate, and we return it to them. However, this time we would be returning it to whomever is really in charge of the process. So if I was in a parole, this parallel process would be sent to the Department of Parole, and I would name as a fiduciary, if it was me, the head of that department.
Excuse me, Sam.
And the local officer that I was working with as well. I would name as co-fiduciaries on the bonded promissory note. Now, there would be a separate bonded promissory note written against the offset bond that is the second of the BIC instruments. And the reason we send an offset bond to Treasury in a case like yours, Don, is under the assumption that we have 10 or 20 indemnity bonds filed with Treasury, the offset bond brings them all together. So we can name all 20 of those on a single offset bond, and then we can start issuing bonded promissory notes to whomever is indicated, routing the promissory notes through that offset bond. You had a question, Don.
You just answered it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Very
I didn't
good.
Mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I realize this is more of a lecture than a discussion, but there's so much I'm trying to address in this 1 hour and a half segment that we have when we knock off commercials. So I appreciate you putting up with that. And I appreciate all the callers who are being patient. We have half a dozen on the line at the moment. The lines are filled. So, and I'll try to get to everyone. So this is a most interesting process, this parallel process, this rescission process. And it has a table of contents, which I threw together a couple of years ago, for no other reason than to thrust it right under their nose and say, here's what I'm doing. A verified notice of rescission of the following. A durable power of attorney. That's the brand new edition this morning. A surrender of successor surety, an order to quash process, and a return of electronic surveillance device under separate cover. There's also a global recall of securities, bonded promissory note, fiduciary instructions regarding that note, perhaps a copy of the offset bond and or the indemnity bond, the offer accepted for value, and our statement of interest, our UCC-1. It's actually not as substantial a package as it sounds. Each one of those notices and orders at the top is basically one page. Let's go back to the durable power of attorney. Don, are you aware that... Don, did you use an attorney in your criminal case originally?
Yes, I was assigned one.
Did he ever ask you to sign a power of attorney?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
He can't, because if he did, he'd be fully liable as the surety for the charges. So we are issuing a power of attorney, and I am ashamed... The thought didn't cross my mind 3 years ago. So we're issuing, along with our fiduciary instructions, a durable power of attorney, either as a stage one or a stage two process or this parallel process here. Anytime is fine with me. Because that power of attorney is visibly transferring all of the liability to the appointed attorney in fact. They can stand. This is being offered on behalf of the debtor. It's the debtor's attorney in fact. And he or she stands in place and stead of the debtor. Now, what could be more clear than that? In fact, it's so clear I'm almost tempted to remove the notice of successor surety. But what I did, Don, was I changed it to be a notice of surrender of successor. Excuse me. I changed it to be a surrender of successor surety. So we're basically telling them, here is a copy of the notary certificate identifying the surety, and here's the power of attorney cementing it in your public dead corporate entity transmitting utility fictional realm of actors. And all of that is tied together in this one package. That's the way I would go about it. Now, let me say this. The original stage one process that I called a comprehensive administrative process, that could be sent to a court, to the probation department. Each one could get their own. And if I did that, then I would take all of those certificates of non-performance, the one for the court, the one for the pretrial services contract, the one for probation, and I would staple all of those to this rescission package that I just reviewed. And I'd send it back to probation. In effect, what I'm telling probation, or in a prison extraction to the warden and the BOP, or in an active judicial case to the marshals, I'm telling them they are their own surety. They'd better bring themselves in. And we'll pick this up after the break, my friends, in 3 minutes. That music means that you're listening to Take No Prisoners, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, friends, listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a reminder that if you're having problems filing documents or securing apostilles, please drop an email off to efile@hush.com, and they should be able to help you. And if you need a notary, Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T at hush.com. I've also put out a call for 1,000 Patriot notaries, notary publics. I'm asking every Patriot to consider becoming a notary. And your group should have at least 3 notaries. Because we can assemble panels of notaries in the following manner. Don, let's say this was a prison extraction situation. I would conduct the initial stage 1 process with the comprehensive administrative remedy at the pretrial services level, at the court level, and at the prison level. And once I secure notary certificates on all of those contracts, I would then attach them to this rescission package that I just mentioned.
Okay.
And I would send it back to the Bureau of Prisons, the warden, and higher up officials. I would go right to the top and the warden and maybe a lower echelon officer as well, depends on the situation, I would name them all on another bonded promissory note. I would increase that. I would ding it by 10, since they fell into dishonor on the first process, and I would be giving them notice by way of this package that I am delivering the successor surety to them. I am surrendering the successor surety, and it just so happens it's them. And I am delivering a durable power of attorney to cement that on the public side. That will be the second witness. And a verified notice of rescission of whatever I signed that got me into that mess, et cetera, et cetera. And I would give them a reasonable period of time to kick my property, since I've surrendered the surety to them. Now, it puts them in a heck of a bind. They literally have to put themselves in jail. But the bonded promissory note gives them the option of not having to do that. They can use that to settle the case. In fact, if they had half a brain, they'd write one out themselves and be done with it. And at that point, when the grace period is over, I would deliver them a 3-day offer of immunity, the stage 2 enforcement strategies. And some of the first things that I would do would be, number 1, a liquidation process on all of those officers. Now, I'm not saying it would work right away, but I can guarantee you within 12 to 18 months, they will be gone. And then I will issue the same order to their replacement. Now, in prison, it can make it a little tough, of course. One way to speed things up in my offer of immunity is that I have taken to including with my offers of immunity a proposed draft copy of a 1099-C, a cancellation of debt, which says that I am such a warm-hearted child of God that I am prepared to forgive all liability that you have confessed to. And that canceled debt, which shall be forgiven in 3 days if you don't take advantage of the offer of immunity, will then accrue as taxable income. And if that's a $20 million bonded promissory note, or in the case of an advanced case, perhaps a $2 billion promissory note, they will owe taxable, collectible taxation on that income. And I would mark that 1099-C diagonally in red ink, proposed draft copy for your editing and correction. And I'd give them every opportunity to plead ignorance or error. And if they pass up that opportunity, they have condemn themselves to civil death. It is not my intention to destroy my brother or even to charge him. It is my intention, deeply felt, to save him. But if he chooses not to be saved, I cannot drag him to the water hole and stick his head underwater. So I would complete a 1099-C, and I would complete a liquidation process, both marked proposed draft copy for their editing and correction. I would also immediately have my 3 or 5 member notary panel issue a subpoena, Ducis Tecum, to bring me their records and a certified, an accounting certified to be true, correct, and complete. I would have those notaries issue a subpoena to bring them in for deposition, to testify under oath as to the defect in registered public record bearing county number such and such, in which public official John Jones, agent for the Secretary of State of the state of whatever, has certified that they have confessed holding all liability on behalf of that defendant debtor as successor surety and power of attorney. In other words, I would take the gloves off, Don, at that point. They've had every opportunity to do right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it. Don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing.
Welcome back, I am deeply concerned that my recent payment of $200 million presented to you under notary seal on or about January 1st has disappeared, and that notary public John Jones has issued a protest identifying a theft of public funds belonging to the United States Treasury while in your possession and certifying the accrual of a reportable gain, your confessed liability on the instrument, and your stipulation to its value and validity. Prior to issuing subpoenas for your deposition, presenting the confession to the grand jury, and reporting the theft and gain to the Criminal Investigation Division of IRS, I thought I would provide a good faith opportunity for you to review the proposed criminal complaint and misprison reports with outside counsel familiar with the peculiarities of the U.S. bankruptcy and crimes in the Admiralty. That's the opening paragraph from my most current 3-day offer of immunity. Now, if I was involved in a family court case, all of this procedure would still be executed the same way. When the court comes to me with an offer, I'm going to return it as defective. I'm going to pay the liability as the imposed liability that they are proposing, as the first in line paramount secured party creditor. I'm going to send it all back with a bonded promissory note and my instructions by way of either option 4, the international commercial lien, or option 3, the comprehensive administrative remedy, which has a letter rogatory in it, a foreign advisory in it. The international commercial claim is a foreign advisory, basically. Either way, in 10 days, their liability will be certified, and then I will deliver to the Department of Family Services, who, by the way, also would have been, if children were seized, I would include them as a premier entity on their own stage one process, either the international commercial lien or the comprehensive administrative remedy, and I would make it very clear, I want my property back, because part of the procedures that I would settle this stuff with would not just be filing a UCC, naming myself as the living man secured party creditor to the debtor straw party, but also I would file a UCC document giving evidence of a security interest that I have in the children. Like taking us back to ancient Rome, the children are my property. And woe to anyone who attempts to take my property. My contract with those children has a penalty clause, a co-claimant fee. If you choose, if you make an offer to my property and make a demand for payment, since that payment is due me first as the first-in-line creditor, then apparently you wish to be a creditor and join in my claim. Well, folks, I'm happy to grant you the privilege and the dues for the privilege of being joined as a co-claimant in a large $100 billion claim is $50 million, and I will send you out a true bill as part of option 4, the international commercial lien. So what I would do with any family court situation is, number one, I would go to the county with an administrative remedy as described, any one of these two, option 3 or option 4, and I would give them 10 days to honor the promissory note and pay off all the injuries caused by the marriage certificate. And if they don't, the notary certifies that they're the liable party on it now. Then I would take my family court and family child protective services offers, and I would take them into process. And I would get their confession of judgment, just like I have the confession of judgment of the county executive. That confession of judgment is included in either option 3 or option 4 procedures, either in the comprehensive administrative remedy or the international commercial lien. And I'd 10 days later, I would assemble all my notary certificates, and I would come back to them with notice of that surrender of the successor surety to Child Protective Services or whomever. They are now liable on the claims made against that property, so I want my property back. And if you don't return my property, I'm going to move on you with a criminal complaint, a notary deposition. I'm going to ask you, what are you doing in the court, sitting in judgment in a case in which you've been named as a third-party defendant? I will, if necessary, put a pleading into that court, a petition naming them as a third-party defendant, so I can ask them that question. However, I'm not thrilled with going into the court at all. I would rather do it all privately and let them worry about how they're going to earn a living when Treasury comes calling with distress warrants and CID comes calling to collect on a $20 million promissory note from their public hazard bond and IRS comes calling to collect the taxable income. And when those, my friends, if thousands of people do this and those public officials start falling like dominoes, the message will be clear. Do not mess with a sovereign man, secured party creditor. Walk away. Release his property. Leave him alone, because he certainly holds no harm in his heart or malice aforethought. All he wants is to be left alone. And one way or the other, over my live body or my dead bloody bones, we will achieve that. And the formula is straightforward. Stage one BIC presentment, perhaps a parallel process of presenting a surrender of successor surety and a power of attorney, and stage two enforcement strategies. And I'm sure many of you can think up even better enforcement strategies. There are many of them we can do on the public side. We can go in for writs of mandamus and hold them liable and dismiss court officials, and we've had plenty of judges recuse and resign and simply fail to show and disappear. Lord knows, I don't think they're going to Guantanamo, but I prefer to find our remedy in the banks. And believe me, all the public institutions are banks. Anyone who deals with me through the postal service understands that I'm a patron dealing with them through the Department of the Post Office and General Post Office. I never leave a post office unless I'm leaving with more money than I walked in with. I never leave a bank unless I'm leaving with more money than I walked in with. And I never do business with Treasury unless it's to deposit more funds than I had yesterday. It's all a bank, and I love my bankers. So, Don, I hope that answers whatever myriad of questions you approached in this program.
All but one, sir.
Uh-oh.
It is a quick one. The durable
Sam,
power... The durable
Kennedy.
Power,
durable Sam Kennedy power, just left.
The durable power of attorney. Would the original durable power of attorney filed when the vessel was recorded, would that stand as a stultification if the succeeding power of attorney wasn't nunc pro tunc?
Well, the power of attorney I drew up, you can have more than one power of attorney.
Okay.
The power of attorney I drew up is limited to the specific, maybe I can find it real fast because you ask a good question. It's limited to the specific issues that I felt I wanted to grant authority on behalf of the straw man. Let me see if I can find this thing quickly. All right, here we go. By the way, that's delivered by notary process, too. It says the power is to, one, process bonded promissory note number such and such. Now, see, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be thinking, well, which note is that? Well, which note do you want it to be? It could be both notes. It could be the previous notes. It could be the note that goes along with this process. It could be a copy of an indemnity bond. You could send the promissory note to Treasury. There's a million ways. There are certainly more than one correct way to do things. And it's up to the individual to understand what he is trying to accomplish and what outcome she is looking for.
Okay.
Number two, timely settle, discharge, pay, and satisfy completely any and all claims attributed to that fiction. Number three, timely pay all debts, liabilities, and obligations attributed to the fiction in this matter. Number four, stand fully cognizable and responsible commercially and corporeally for all debts, liabilities, orders, warrants, legal process, and other obligations against or attributed to that fiction. And finally, bold in a four-point larger type, it says, in the event of the attorney in fact's failure to fulfill the instructions herein, present him or herself to the appropriate police agency. We left that as an underline to be filled in. No later than a particular date to fulfill all obligations attributed to legal fiction, Sam Kennedy. In other words, like I do with all my documents, I'm throwing it in their face. It's not hidden. The purpose of this power of attorney is not what you think, to give you some kind of power so you can screw us by way of the straw man. It's to make it clear to you that you are liable. Now, what are you going to do? Come back and tell me there's a conflict of interest? Oh, we're ready for that. We're waiting on that. I dare you. Do something stupid. Here, knock this battery off of my shoulder. We'll see what happens. Thank you for joining us, Don. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Sam.
Take care. All right. My friends, what time is it? 10:44. I think I'm going to go to sleep early. Actually, Debbie in California. I'm sorry, Debbie, wait one second, please. Robert in New York. Are you there?
I talked to you last week on a different program. First of all, that I really enjoyed that caller, Don, and it's heartening to see people like him at the in the Patriot movement. And but my call was to find out. I've exhausted every avenue towards getting a entry into the 5-day merchant retreat, and I'm wondering if you can get me in.
Well, Robert, I'm going to tell you, we lost Roberta today, who has been with me as a volunteer for years. And I might not be far behind her. Let me tell you that the registration has to be handled at this point. I have other things on my plate. Has to be handled through the web, the email address robertat@hush.com. Now, once again, that account got closed out today because someone decided to send us 4 PDFs. When we asked them not to, and that person complained in that email that he couldn't get through, but he blocked out Lord knows how many others. So I know the account is open now. I know Laura has been clearing it out. I don't know if there are other issues at play, and I'm not going to air them on the air here, Robert. I don't really know if there was a problem. I'd like to see you there. Have you had a number of emails back and forth? Did you send in a registration form?
Well, I haven't had a I emailed Roberta T, but I haven't had any return other than just the auto returns. So I haven't had a I haven't been able to get a registration form to fill out.
Well, then they must have been sent back by the mailer, because I'll tell you this, she's been with me for years, and there is no such thing as an unanswered email at that address. So why don't you send one in right now? We'll keep you on the line, and at the next break, I will check. I will email over and see if it was received. If it's received, they'll make every accommodation. We are filled up, but we're having some flux, including a number of people that simply wouldn't file a registration form so we could find out who they are. So we'll do the best for you that we can. What's the first initial of your last name?
S.
All right. Do your best, and I will look into it. All right.
Okay. Now the that's going to be the same web, the same address, Roberta T.
That's correct. I sent an email there 2 breaks ago, and it went through just fine.
Okay.
RobertaT@hush.com.
All right.
I would go out on a limb and say that in the history of that account, we have never not answered an email. It has been clogged at times, and they've bounced back through your mailer, but there is no such thing as an unanswered email at that or any of our accounts.
Well, the first time I sent one was on Thursday, so I'm not saying I've been trying.
Well, let me just say this. Someone sent me an email this week trying to get someone else in, and we explained the problem we're having, that we're full, and she said to me, this is one of our trusted mentors, she said, if you snooze, you lose.
Right.
And I realize a lot of people we had people who registered in early August and just now are getting around to answering the confirmation and holding their place with a deposit. They're out of luck. I'm sorry. I don't have any mercy under those circumstances. But if you just found out about it, we'll try to move mountains to get you in.
Okay,
Robert?
Okay,
thanks.
What hotel is it going to be at? Or can
well,
you not
we're not going to discuss
it?
That. We're not going to discuss that on the air. You'll have to take that up with that site. My apologies.
No problem.
And I'm take care of business here, Robert. I'm going to move on to Steve in Ohio. Steve, are you there? All right, Steve dropped off. Debbie in California. Welcome, Debbie. Debbie, I could use a... Debbie dropped off. All right, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I could have used a nice, soothing female voice. So, friends...
Hello?
Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank
good.
You. We're hoping for the calming presence of a calm woman amidst all us angry men.
Well, okay, I guess my question is really simple, and perhaps you'll have a simple answer. I live in a small area in Northern California, and we have five people from our area going to your a conference in a few days, and I'm on my third ticket this year, and they're going to hear an appeal for one of the tickets. The other one went to a fine only, which will obviously go to collection.
Debbie, I've got to interrupt you because our music came on. We're heading to break. Don't leave us.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
During the commercial break, you need to think of a succinct way to get us to the question that you seek so we can give you a good answer, okay? Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, talking to Debbie. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Friends, this is the final segment of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we continue with Debbie, let me just say, James, I won't be taking your call on air tonight. If you believe, I'm aware of what's been going on today, James, and if you believe after this program that you listen to tonight that this material might be of benefit to you in family court, then you need to send a one-sentence email to robertat@hush.com. And if I were you, I might say something in it like, I want in, please reconsider. Trust me, if you say more than that, if you give another five pages, that email won't be answered. Debbie?
Okay, real quick. I have an appeal.
Debbie, let me ask you. You have five people coming. What area of California is it? I used to live out there.
Stockton, California.
Where?
Stockton.
Oh, very nice area.
That's
wonderful. I'm very fond of the northern part of California.
Yeah.
So you have three traffic citations, and what's happening?
Okay, one has gone to a fine only, and obviously it'll go into collection. So they took this other appeal, and I have to go in this month. Obviously, they're not, you know, it's not going to pan out in my favor. They're going to want me to sign papers ordering me to pay the fine. And I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of a suggestion on what to do. And then I just received another ticket. It was a 23-year-old cop. He wanted to contract with me by asking me where I am going. And I told him I wasn't interested.
Let me be there. We're not going to have time for the answers. So my apologies for being rude. Debbie, I can't tell you what to do. It depends upon your – let me finish, please. It depends upon your level of experience and what you're comfortable with.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have a lot of commercial experience, pay the darn things and use them as a learning experience. If it was me, I might try some DIC process. The simplest way, and people have had good luck doing this, is simply to sign the documents authorized representative and watch the court self-destruct. Very often they'll disappear that way.
Okay.
That's the best I have for you without really knowing a lot more information about
you. And leave it at that.
I don't want to see you get in the trouble, but I'll tell you this. When five people have this information come back as a group, you'll have all kinds of options. You guys will be able to grow en masse. That is Sam's vision.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm sorry I couldn't do better. Folks, let me say, I'm sorry if I seem a little surly. The fact is, I'm a little tired. And I'm probably a little tired of the number of crybabies that are in our movement. The people's attitudes are what will set them free or enslave them. Freedom is a state of mind. Please don't forget that. I'm also sorry that I don't have more to give to the freedom movement. I'm giving you everything I've got. 24/7. And that's restricted now to approximately 4 hours of sleep a night, and if I'm lucky, one meal a day until we get done with these seminars. I do not plan any further seminars. I'm not saying there won't be. At this point, there won't be. Maybe things will change next year, but I see 2008 as a chance of, as a year of growth, opportunity, and change. We have plenty of mentors that are out there, and they're growing in their skills all the time, and that was my goal, and I'm pleased that it's being achieved. I'd like to concentrate on developing new technology and enforcing. I haven't been able to devote 5 minutes to the issues around me that I think need tending, so we'll see what happens. The next time you'll hear from me will be on Wednesday night when we're registering all you fine folks. Thank you for joining me. Next Saturday will be a rebroadcast. Sunday night, we're going to come to you live from the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in Albany, New York. We'll see you then, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, and God bless.